Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Yo, what's up and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers podcast. I'm Yo Legazzo. So, as you know, the Lakers lost to the Brooklyn Nets 123-97 in the first preseason match of the season. AD only played the first quarter, had 6 points with 2 of 6 shooting. Malik Monk had a game high for the Lakers at 15 points with 50% shooting, 3 coming from three-point land. He also shot 50% from there. Ellington and Dwight also came around with 11 apiece. Dwight hilariously fouled out. THT with 10, 3 and 4. Sean D. Brown with 10 and Nunn with 9. So, you know, a lot of bench players and even South Bay players got to see a lot of minutes tonight for the Lakers. Overall, I think this game was pretty interesting. Sure, Bron, Russ, Melo, you know, they all didn't play. AD only played the first quarter. Sure, I think we need to qualify the game for what it was, right? And most of the Brooklyn Nets stars weren't there as well. But I think Malik Monk was the person who definitely stood out the most, in my opinion. Like, I'm really, really excited for what you can bring to this team. If you have not listened to our podcast about Malik Monk, we brought in a Hornets, expert, Sam Dracula, and he covers the Charlotte Hornet and Malik Monk. He was really high on Malik, even naming his dog Malik after Malik Monk. But that anyway. Without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to Petty, Medina, and the crew for tonight's post-game show. This was recorded earlier tonight after the game, so I hope you guys enjoy.
You can't get too high or too low on these things because it is preseason, but I think there's a lot to talk about, things that are exciting, not so much like anything of concern. But I think there's a lot of excitement going into the season and watching our role players. They can actually make three-pointers. Goodness. Does anybody have any opening thoughts on what they want to say? You can hop on here if you'd like.
Like you said, it's preseason. We just got to find the right rotation once the season begins. So that way our second or, you know, possibly third option for our third, like our bench-wise, can gel with our second and first bench. But, you know, we look good in the, you know, first and second half, first and second quarter. Third quarter, we look real decent coming back when we were only down by 3 points. It was 81-84. But we just got to knock down shots, that's all.
Absolutely. Was there any player that kind of stood out to you? I think everyone would say Malik Monk, but – because he came out slanging that shot.
I'm a big Kendrick Nunn fan. I mean, I like his game. I like the way he handles the rock. I'm expecting big things coming out of him this season.
Absolutely. I was looking at him, like, when he broke down the defender and got to the rim, I was thinking, man, outside of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, there was literally nobody on the roster who could do that, you know? And especially to watching the other thing that I saw was that pass from Kent Bazemore to DeAndre from the three pointer or the corner three, the lob to who was it, DeAndre Jordan? I mean, last season, there besides LeBron James, there was nobody on the roster who was not even attempting that pass.
Exactly. Exactly. No, it's going to be the NBA is going to be in a roof of the awakening because the Lakers, we coming.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting season, to say the least. Austin Reeves, it was super awesome. And also, too, if anybody has, let's see, CJ requested here. Why don't you pull up here and share your thoughts?
Like Brandon said, it's a good team. It's just preseason. Everybody's going to talk about Malik Monk. He's like the sleeper, but good group of guys. Kendrick Nunn with Miami, he started really good, and he didn't got the time he needed afterwards, but I think he's going to shine with the Lakers. Rondo's going to be like the supporting role, kind of sort of the veteran. But we got a good team. I like the centers. I like Dwight Howard again. Having DeAndre Jordan, it's a lot of good players and a lot of great role players that we're going to have. We're going to shine this season. So it's just preseason. No, none of the stars played. So we'll get back and look good in the season. I'll say like 60 wins probably. What do you think?
You know, I'm really like terrible at when like predicting wins. It's just something I never kind of look at. I'm always kind of looking towards like, how does this team look like they're going to do in the playoffs? But I would say something around there, high 50s, 60s, depending on where everybody else shakes out. I think the wins in general in the West are going to go down just because there's a lot of good teams now. I think there's going to be people stealing wins throughout the season. I think there's a lot more like decent teams that like during a regular season matchup could win. So, but I think they'll be high, you know, 60 wins sounds about right. While anybody asks or whatever decides that they want to come up, I was going to say, I know there's a lot of jokes about, like, you know, Austin Reeves and, you know, being the white guy, you know, on the team, you know, the Caruso comparisons. But I did see a lot of, like, really good hustle from him and smart IQ plays. I mean, the first play that he makes is, like, a very, very smart play where it was, like, if he would have came down with the ball, he could have got an offensive foul. But he, you know, threw it up for like the easy pass. So I really liked what I saw from him. I was unsure based on what I saw in the summer league if he would ever be able to get any minutes on this team. And after seeing what I saw today, I'm convinced that he can play with these guys. CJ, what are your thoughts on Austin Reeves so far?
Compared to Caruso, he doesn't have the hustle of Caruso, but he did smart plays. He did hustle. I saw like a play like on the other side of the court, and he was trying to steal the ball. All the bench went up to him, kind of like pumped him up and everything. Stuff like that. It doesn't show on the box score, but it does show that he has grit and heart. So that's all he needs, and he's going to get the minutes. We all remember how Caruso started in the Lakers. It was just like that. Just coming out, get your minutes, show heart, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there. I mean, I try not to, you know, I think those comparisons, it kind of like, you know, kills it because people are like, oh, you know, he's not better than this player or anything like that. But I do see him fitting in that similar role where he's not necessarily a player that you're going to rely on for scoring or playmaking, but one of those connector players. We got a request here. Come on up. Moche L. Myers. Let's see what you got to say.
What's up, man? I know the spaces be tripping sometimes, man. What up, Laker fam? I think for me, man, you know, not too high, not too low. Obviously, it's preseason, but I'm excited, man. I don't know about y'all, but at the guard position, I just feel like we got so many different looks this year, and I feel like we going to see a lot of good battles, especially our young guards. And I'm just excited to see Russ on the team, of course, but I mean, even that first play from AD, I mean, like, I couldn't even really fathom, bro, how big this dude got and how easy he gonna have here when he got Russ next to him. And so I just want to touch base on that, man. I'm excited, man. I'm definitely looking to see what everybody else got to say, but go Lake Show, man.
Absolutely. Was there any player? I think 100% everybody said like Malik Monk, but was there any players that stuck out to you? Any things that you saw that like you're like interested to see how that's going to work with LeBron, AD, and Russ?
I think none, man. I mean, none. Yeah, I mean, none, dude. Like, I was surprised, man. I never really paid attention to dude. But, I mean, just that little hezzy dribble that he gave and that score, I'm just like, yo, I really think we got probably the sleeper of the summer, man. But I know we're going to say that about a lot of the people that we got. But yeah, none really has something different this year. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. I think I was very, I won't say I was surprised, but I was interested in the play of Wayne Ellington. I felt like he was forcing it a lot because I know he's not too much of a, he's not too much of a defender, which I saw him putting in the effort on the defense, but felt like he was forcing it a lot to show that he could get off some off the dribble shots, and he was doing a little too much. But I was going to ask you, did you, Ghost, did you have something that you wanted to say? Because I know I just pulled you up here. If you want to take the floor and share your thoughts.
Lakers fam, what's up?
What's up, brother?
Kendrick Nunn and Malik, for today, for me, their energy on the floor. It was tense, the whole game. I think Malik, I was speaking with my friends, and I was wondering who starts at the number two. If AD is at five, Brown is at four, then we have Russ at one. I was wondering who plays three, who plays two.
Man,
bro, I got my own thoughts on that, man. So this, sorry, I'm hosting on the Lakers podcast hashtag Lakers podcast account, but yeah, you can find me at IOUA Legazo. So I mean, you can find us. I'm one of the I'm the lead host for the hashtag Lakers podcast. But anyway, man, dude, I really thought that Malik Monk really stood out to me. I don't know about you guys, but there's just so much that impressed me about him. It kind of reminded me of because there were so many times where you could see him and like he would see an openish lane right to the rim, and he would take it. And that reminded me so much about Westbrook. If he saw an open lane, even if it was just a little bit, he's gonna take it, and he has the ability to make good on those types of penetrating to the rim and getting to the basket. I think just his overall confidence is good, just impressive. I think he would fit perfectly right there next to Russell Westbrook in the backcourt.
Absolutely, I think that's a really good point. I think there's a lot of I don't know. Like I said, I've seen a lot of the things that were missing last season that were frustrating, that made us so heavily reliant on Anthony Davis and LeBron, that I'm seeing that there's not going to be an issue because you got players that can help out with ball handling duties, break down their defender, and still pass and shoot. So I think it's going to be just great. I think it's going to be a dogfight for those two and three positions because I saw about three or four people who can fit in those roles. I'm less optimistic about THT though being in that role now because the shooting off the dribble, I still have some concerns about that, but maybe, you know, with him sliding over to the two or three, it's going to look better because he's going to be doing more catch and shoot and ball handling. But I feel like you're kind of limiting him if you put him in that position. So I'm very interested to see, and really great points.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Where are you? You're good. That game for a preseason game, it was pretty interesting to watch. I don't know about y'all, but I mean that first half was fire.
Yeah. I the first three quarters.
Oh, the first three quarters. I mean, like just the first quarter, AD knocking down the first shots. I just felt like it was so right, and it was so nice to see him back out there, just built better. He's definitely stronger, pushing his way through. I love to see it. It's good that he only played one quarter because I'm pretty sure a lot of us can agree with this, but we get a little anxiety when we see AD out two for too long.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great seeing him play basketball, and I can't wait to see more from him. Definitely, like everyone's been saying, Monk, Nunn, like they just played incredible for their first game as a Laker, and I can't wait to see more from them. Also from Austin Reeves, aka Hillbilly Kobe, his new name. It was great to see him knock down some shots as well. I mean, I'm not sure who said it. I mean, I know a lot of people are starting to say he's replacing Caruso, but I mean, I think there's no comparison to Caruso just yet, but he definitely plays very well. I can't wait to see more from him as well. definitely has a hustle, and I think over time we're going to see a lot more from him, which is pretty exciting. I mean, also, I just want to mention this since nobody's talked about this yet, but it was so nice to see Rondo and Dwight back in the game. Yes. I mean, Dwight Howard, man, hilarious guy. I love him.
Very nostalgic.
Very. Yes. I mean, who yes. else would foul out, get a technical, and a flagrant foul in the very first preseason game? I mean, leave it up to
Dwight Howard doing Dwight Howard things.
That was
dude, yeah. exactly.
It was so good to see him back out, but I love his energy. I'm so happy to have him back. We're gonna see great things from him as well. I mean, definitely the first two, I would say the first two quarters, we saw some good 3-point shots being made. I know in the last half, we kind of were a little sloppy with it. Maybe some a little bit of incomplete shots from THT. That's definitely something he still needs to work on. But other than that, I mean, it's just the first game, guys. I'm not panicking, but some improvement sure needs to be made. But I mean, I really love this Laker team. I mean, it's only the beginning. Bron, Russ, Melo, they haven't even played yet, so I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when everyone is out there playing together.
I absolutely agree. Great points. And thank you for bringing that energy, too. You know, everybody, I was excited already, and now I'm, like, re-excited about it.
Hey, yeah, got you.
Yeah,
I've been going down for weeks.
Exactly, injected into my veins. No, but you're right. I would say to go on, because I don't take too much from preseason on the negative side. Like, it's kind of like summer league where it's like you can't see who's good, but you can definitely tell if somebody's bad, you know. But I think one thing that I was concerned about, was the rebounding. I mean, we were getting destroyed on the boards the entire game, and we're a lot smaller than we were in previous seasons, but also, our top three rebounders, one only played the first quarter, and the other two didn't play at all. So I think that's going to be less of an issue. But I did see some, you know, a lot less effort in that area from the guards, when I know that, like, KCP, you know, sometimes come down and sandwich rebound and things like that. Let's see here. And then, Brandon, you hop back up here. What, you have something you want to say? Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna, you know, chime in and just say that we'll make a couple of, you know, tweaks within the lineup, like I said before. And it's gonna be a fun season, man. It's gonna be a lot of lobs. I can tell you that right now.
For sure.
It's gonna be hella lobs. But I mean, my question for you: who do you think is gonna give us a run for our money in the Western Conference? Like, who's that dark horse that you worried about?
I have to say, there's two teams. One of them's a lot more on the outside. I would say Golden State, just because I think that this is the outside one. Like, the more, like, I feel like is a very less likely, because there's so many factors depending on how Klay looks this year. But I think that they could be an issue, especially the way that Draymond defends AD very well. It's going to be a lot more reliant on the other players. And then, you know, there might be issues with spacing there. And then two, the team that I think is going to be the best team, but outside of the Lakers, that has the biggest chance is the Nuggets, man. The Nuggets are going to be – they're going to get Jamal Murray back this season. I was looking at the, you know, Michael Porter Jr. Say what you want about his, off-the-court IQ. But the guy can shoot the basketball, man. He's a hooper. I was looking at his percentages. He shot for the entire season, like, over 40% from three on over 6 attempts per game. So it's not like he was shooting, like, 1.5 threes per game or two threes. He was putting them up at a high clip, being the third option, not being the first or second option on a team. So I just think that they added Gordon, who's a defender, which on their side is their biggest issue. They needed some wing defenders, and he's a really good defender, and he's been in the position where he can, like, run or be, like, the main focal point of the offense. Obviously can't win that way. He showed that, but, like, he can, like, step up and do other things. So I think they're a team that we got to keep an eye on. I think they're going to be good for a long time.
I can respect that. I think it's going to be another deja vu event for the Nuggets, to where we, send him home at a buzzer beater.
Ooh, okay. That's a very specific take right there. Like you're like, man, that's going to be game six, down by two.
Yeah.
I feel that, though. I think there's a lot of excitement, a lot to talk about this season with this roster. It's going to be really interesting because, like, it's like we watched this game. It was like people were starting to jive, even like, what am I, like 80? I'm sorry. Things were starting to be more cohesive and even like going into the second quarter. So I can't wait to see with, like, you know, like, it's going to be so iconic having, like, Dwight Howard, like, Carmelo Anthony. Like, an assist from LeBron to Carmelo is going to make me go crazy. Like, for a three-pointer or, like, you know, like, Westbrook to, you know, Westbrook to AD. I think that's going to just be insane.
Something like that, my mom's going to throw me out of the house because I'm going to be loud.
I feel that.
I am ready for all the lobs this season. Alley. I am ready.
Who do you think is going to be the most important player coming off the bench? Like, not starting, but coming off the bench. Go ahead, Mr. Chocolate.
You said who think I was the most important person off the bench for the Lakers? That's the question?
Yeah.
I would say Dwight Howard, if depends on who's starting, how is it going between AD. If it's Dwight Howard, I think it's Dwight Howard. I mean, I saw that today in today's game, his energy, the way he was moving his feet. I was like, that's going to be a big help for the Lakers.
You make a really great point, especially too. Like, I was like, all right, so DeAndre Jordan played worse than I was expecting, but better than Nets fans had described him to me.
Fact. So, I agree with you. He showed a little bit that I was surprised too. So I mean, I think it's just more of him catching the ball and maybe being in the spots where he needs to be. But I saw enough to be like, okay, in spot minutes, he can help the Lakers in spot minutes, in certain situations.
I think it's gonna be a thing tightening up the defense and getting those things, together. Like, you know what I mean? The defensive rotations. I think he'll look a lot better once everyone has those. I was seeing him, you know, he's not as slow as like Mark Gasol, but you could see a noticeable, him being noticeably slower than like our other bigs, you know, Dwight and AD, of course. So I think you're right there, especially just because of how we really don't have much options in that area.
Right.
For style of play, aside from AD and him, like, you know, I think you're right. It's going to be important for Dwight Howard to be, you know, be great and honestly not foul out.
Right.
We can't have
He had 13 points and what, 6 rebounds with 2 blocks in that span. So, I mean, that's good for me. I can live with that, you know, just without the foul.
Momo, you hopped up here. Did you have some thoughts that you wanted to share?
Okay, I'm just so damn happy that we got a chance to see the Lakers play again and all that. You know, it's like the best feeling. You got like 60,000 people like in the attendance and all that, which is so awesome. I miss that a lot.
I agree. Not to cut you, but I think the fans are gonna make a huge difference this season. A very big difference.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I miss that a lot. You know, I miss that that trash talking to the other players, not to the other, you know, fans, you know, outside of the state.
Basketball is back, baby.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Even though COVID is still around, you know, I'm just glad to, you know, see the fans back.
Yeah. And trying to some normalcy.
Yeah, and another thing, I miss Dwight Howard. You know, he brought out so much. You know, even though it sucks to see him get fouled out, I still miss him. You know, I'm kind of like concerned about DeAndre Jordan, but he did show it a little bit on there. But like in the next couple games, hopefully I could get a chance to see him more. And Malik Monk, I was pretty surprised.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, man.
Yeah, I was like,
Okay, that's I was like, okay, that's why they call him the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was like, wow. I don't even know who he is and all that, but homie got skills. You know, I believe it's going to be a great season for, you know, the new look Lakers, way better than last year, because we got young bloods, veterans, and we got three people that are, like, big as hell and all that. So I miss that. It's going to be so damn cool.
Cool. Which player are you most excited to see?
Okay, besides Westbrook and all that, I'm pretty excited to see Melo.
Yeah,
because I've been dying to see Carmelo to be a Laker and all that. And even though, well, I don't care if he like comes off the bench or be as a starter and all that, he can shoot threes. If he like bring the same energy that he bring out with the Blazers or like in his prime days, then it's a wrap, bro. It's a wrap.
Facts. All right, we're going to be wrapping it up soon. All the people that we have added in here, we're going to, you know, share. We want them to share their final thoughts, and then we're going to call it here. So we want to know, you got the floor right now, Alex, Lakers 310. Go ahead, man.
Thanks, man.
How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling good, dude. Not too worried about today at all. Let's keep in mind that most of the guys that played today haven't played together at all, besides obviously practice. So that had a lot to do with the lack of offensive cohesiveness. And as far as answering your question that you just asked about 5-10 minutes ago, besides Dwight Howard coming off the bench and bringing that energy, I'm excited about Monk. I think Monk's going to give us a lot of points off the bench and quick in a short span of minutes. And he's also going to come in and give us a whole lot of energy. He's probably the most athletic guy we have on the team at this point, since, you know, LeBron's already at the end of his career. And Westbrook is getting up there in age as well. So, yeah, excited to see Monk coming off the bench and glad to be back. Glad that the Lakers are back and to you know, interact with you guys.
Yes, dude, love it. That's one of the best things that I think. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's me. I think it's you, Alex. But one of the best things to me about this Twitter is the conversation. So I love. To me, Twitter really enhances watching the game because there's a lot of people who are sharing some very insightful information. There's people who are making funny content. People who are. You know, pointing out things that you may have not know or explaining things that you didn't understand to make you just have a higher appreciation and understanding of the game. So them adding the spaces and stuff has just been great because we're all able to connect without, you know, endangering ourselves with what's being in the pandemic. So I'm really excited for that. Make sure to, while you guys are here, if you're not already doing it, follow the hashtag Lakers Podcast and everybody who came up and spoke today. And your boy, of course, shameless plug. You know, you guys know, anyone who knows, you know, make the Lakers content, the Petty and the Post stuff. So I have a lot coming I'm really excited about. And listen, hashtag Lakers Podcast added a lot of amazing people. Shout out to Medina for coming up here. Shout out to me. Yeah. So we're joining the team and we're excited to be able to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. So thank you guys so much for coming through and showing some love, and we'll be back this upcoming season for these post games. Make sure you guys join up. So appreciate you guys, and you know, Lakers are four.
All right, I think that does it. Appreciate Petty, Medina, and the crew for hosting that post-game show. Again, we're not going to be doing that for every game. Might do it once a week, twice, maybe every other week. But yeah, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for you guys to chime in with us and kind of interact and talk with us throughout the season. We'll pick some of the most important games the Lakers are going to play. So watch out for our announcement. We'll announce it on Twitter when those spaces will be going live. Really looking forward to chatting up with you guys. But that does it for today. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate those follows and all the reviews. I think it'll help us continue to produce this show. And you can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.